I'm delighted to see. Joining me on the line now is Peter O'Donnell. Peter, thanks for joining us on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
Nice to have us on, Kieran. Thank you.
Peter, we're going to begin. Roisin Hegarty of the Ellie's Golden Glove Boxing Club. She was in action on Saturday, coming out on top. That was in the National Girl Junior Cadet 60kg title. 3-2. Obviously a proud moment for herself and her family. And what can you tell us about that fight? Her opponent, Olivia Farrell.
Well, Olivia Farrell was strongly fancied here, you know. And she's good, very good girl too. She's from Offaly, from St Bridget's in Offaly. But Roisin was red hot on the day, and she gave a veteran's display just of stuffing accurate jabbing and taking away nothing from her opponent. The 3-2 scoreline should have been a much wider margin. You know, with Roisin at a very convincing first round, it should actually have been scored a 10-8 instead of a 10-9 by the five judges, you know. But Roisin was happy enough with the one, and it's her third national title. And if the IABA sent a team to Italy, to the Europeans, then Roisin will definitely have a seat booked for that there. No problem. She's definitely one for the future. Turned on three great performances on the championships last Saturday, and then again on Friday night there. She came in against Lily Daly from the West End in Limerick, and she gave a very good display of ring craft when she outpointed her by 5-0 on Friday night and took her place in yesterday's final. So all good for Roisin and all good for Lily's Golden Gloves. But she said there, there was no joy for Dunfanaghy. He's got, say, Eddie McBride. He turned on a good show as well. But it came up short against Conor Lowry from East Down in the 52-kilo final.
Yeah, and in terms of Eddie McBride, certainly we spoke highly of him last week, and he's one of a lot of Donegal boxing. The future looks good for Donegal boxing, and we spoke about Roisin Hegarty, and we spoke about Eddie McBride, Peter, and I'm sure they're not the only Donegal contingent that has a bright future.
No, there's the future's looking good for Donegal boxing. There's a lot of good boxers coming out around on the 15 clubs across the county. And as you know yourself, back here, the COVID now, when the boys lost out in 2 years of COVID, Donegal lost a lot of boxers like every other county. So everything's just coming back together again after COVID, and hopefully we'll have a lot more champions in the future, you know.
Peter, we can't forget yourself. A huge proud moment for you over the next little while. You are the manager for the European Youth Championships. They take place in Bosnia. You previously managed teams in the World's 20 and 21s, and not forgetting that. And that was in the Europeans in 2014. Talk to us about the medal hopes for this competition at the Euro Youth, Peter.
Well, we have a very, very strong team. We have 25 boxers tonight here, and 12 females and 13 boys. So we have a very good team, and there's boxers on that team that have medalled before at junior Europeans and stuff, you know. We head out on Friday morning there to Sarajevo in Bosnia. We'll be there for 10 days, you know. Some of the championships get underway next Saturday. So hopefully we'll come among the medals there. Like, it should be a very, very good competition for all the boxers involved. And it's good to see that there's a full team going as well, that the IBA have decided to send a full team. They added an extra 11 of boxers. They were only going to take 14 at the start, but now they're taking the 25. So it's all good for the boxing, you know. Hopefully we can come back with a few medals. We'll be there for 10 days. So that's the story, Kieran.
Finally, Peter, before I let you go, obviously a huge moment for you managing your country. Is this something that you always thought of doing? And I'm sure it's a proud occasion, not just for you, but for your family.
Well, I was one of the very lucky ones out here. You know, boxing was very, very good to me. I was team manager at the Europeans at Samokov in Bulgaria when Joe Ward and Michael Conlon both got gold medals and Dean Welch won bronze. And then I was at the World Championships as team manager in 2021 in Belgrade in Serbia. You know, and we had a great championship there with the 9 boxers that we had out, though we didn't come on the medals. So it was all good for me, you know, and down along the years, I was very, very lucky to manage different teams, you know, and it's always great to get a call-up for international duty, you know.
Peter O'Donnell, thank you so much for joining us on the airwaves of Highland Radio this Sunday afternoon, and the best of luck to you over the next few weeks, and looking forward to catching up with you when you come back to County Donegal. That is Peter O'Donnell there, our boxing correspondent here at Highland Radio.